Okay, since we're within Shloshim Yom of Pesach and we've been learning Pesachim and we just recently did the sugya of Afim HaYibos HaNeis, so I was thinking maybe we'll talk about whether women are chayiv in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a very practical shaila. A lot of times women at the Seder are very busy preparing for the meal, especially when it gets, well, by the halach ma'anya and the manishtana and, you know, the very beginning. So everyone's around the table and everyone is saying divrei Torah and the children are saying their, you know, by karpas, they're saying their vertlach and whatever. But once it gets to, you know, the stuff that you can speed right through, kol shalom shalosh dvar malol pesach, le'yatzi yidei chavaso, you know, once you get to that part, so then everyone's already scattered around and people are not necessarily around the table. So is a woman obligated in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the offshoot of that, I noticed in the a discussion in Halacha, can a woman be motzi a man in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? A lot of times people have a minug at their seder. So in my family, the minug was always that everyone would say everything. So one person would say it out loud, and everyone else would say it along in an undertone together with the person who's saying it out loud. But in many families, they have a minug where they go around the table and each person says a different paragraph. So can you have a woman saying one of the paragraphs of that Agada, being motzi a man in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Obviously, it's going to relate very much to whether a woman is chayiv in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the rule is, generally speaking, one who is of the same level of chiyuv as you can be motzi you in a mitzvah. One who has a lesser chiyuv than you cannot be motzi you in a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch paskens in Tav Ayin Beis Si'if Yudalid that a woman is chayiv in mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like she's chayiv in all of the other mitzvahs halayla. However, there is a three-way machlokas rishonim between Tosos in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches and Tosos in Meseches Megillah that we saw on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, whether women are chayiv on a Doraisa level, whether women are chayiv on a Derabanan level, or whether women are not chayiv at all in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, based on the limitations of Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis. One possibility is that women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Mida Oraisa, because Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis, according to Rabbein Yosef, Ishur Shlaim in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosos Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis applies even to Mitzvah Doraisa, and it's even Mechayiv Mida Oraisa. So a woman would be chayiv midar raisa, just like a man would be. That's Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim in Tosfos, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. Others say that the chayiv is only midrabanan, because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Seshazman Grama, Afin Oibos HaNeis is enough to be mechayiv a woman, but it only creates a chayiv midrabanan. That's the first day of Tosfos in Megillah and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that yes, Afin Oibos HaNeis works on a mitzvah do raisa, but only to generate a chiyuv midrabanan. And then, of course, there's the sheet of Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, that Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis does not work on mitzvahs d'oraisa. It only works on mitzvahs d'rabanan. It's not a coincidence that the only three places in Shas that we have Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis are by Chanukah, Megillah, and Dalakosus, which are all mitzvahs midrabanan. We never find it by a mitzvah midoraisa because it doesn't exist on a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if that is the case, if the Balei Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches are correct, then it would turn out that women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, if not for Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis, is there any other svara that women maybe should be chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim aside from Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis? So in the Seder HaAruch, Perek Samech Aleph, he gathers together six different possibilities of why they might be chayiv aside from Af Hein Hoyi Ba'os HaNeis. First of all, women are chayiv in Dalet Kosos, and the best way to fulfill Dalet Kosos is to drink Dalet Kosos al HaSeder. So since women have to drink Dalet Kosos, they have to, and part of the Seder of Dalet Kosos is that the first kos is on Kiddush, and the second kos is on the Magid, and the third kos is on benching, and the fourth kos is on the Hallel, so the only way to do it is by doing it with the Seder, by doing it with the Magid. Second possibility is that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim maybe relates very much to Shabbos. The Rambam writes, Zachar es Yom HaZeh, that the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim relates very much to the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. That's the Rambam Chametz Matzah Parag Zayin Halacha Aleph. So maybe Gzeres Shabbat, just like women are chayiv in Kiddush on Shabbos and Zechiras Shabbos, so too they're chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Minchas Chinuch writes this in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. The only problem is, Minchas Chinuch points out, the Gemara never has such a Gzeres Shava. It never makes this Gzeres Shava. It's tough to, even Amoraim were not allowed to make a Gzeres Shava on their own. Certainly Rishonim were not allowed to make a Gzeres Shava on their own. So that's a little bit of a tough one. A third possibility The pasuk says in Devarim Perek Tazayin pasuk Gimel, Lo sochel av chametz shivas yam tochel av matzos lechem oni, and it goes on, Leman tiskors yam tzeischa meretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. So maybe we learn from there that anyone who's chayv in achilas matzah is also chayv in the end of the pasuk, Leman tiskors yam tzeischa meretz mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, because it's all one pasuk. So just like women are chayv in matzah min haTorah, that's in Beferish Gemara and Pesachim, women are chayv in matzah min haTorah because of a drasha called Sheshon bal tochel chametz yeshon bekom echol matzah. So maybe women are chayv in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim as well. Fourth possibility is that mitzvah Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim is totally in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. That the mitzvah of achilas matzah, or the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim rather, is b'shah shepesach matzah umar munachem lefanecha. The matzah is lechem oni, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, is supposed to be a prop in the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. So if you don't have the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, it's a chisaron in your kiyum of matzah. So if women are chayiv in matzah, they're chayiv in every element of matzah, including the lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe element of matzah. That's how the Stipler says that maybe women will be chayiv in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. Fifth possibility, women would be part of mitzvah shazman grama. That's only when a woman is only chayiv by herself, but a mitzvah that's totally on other people, then maybe a woman would not be pater from mitzvah shazman grama. Even women would be chayavos. That's how the Ritva writes in Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Ritva uses this to answer the kash of Taisus in Kiddushin, why we need a miut to tell me that a woman is pater from bris mila. Oso v'lo osa. Shouldn't she be pater anyway? It's a mitzvah shazman grama. But maybe one could say, says the Ritva, that since it's a mitzvah that's totally in someone else, namely in her son, so we can't pater her based on mitzvah shazman grama. So maybe the same is true over here when it comes to Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. It's totally in someone else because you need to be mesaper. It's a difference between Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim. One of the many differences between Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim and Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim is Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim only requires one person. Tzibur is lesaper la'acherim. You need to tell it to somebody else. So maybe any mitzvah that requires acherim, a woman's automatically chayiv even without afeinu yibosa anes. And the sixth possibility is that the mitzvah Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, Rav Yashiv says, mitzvah Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim was given to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. When Matan Torah happened, so all the new mitzvahs that we were given, any ones that were mitzvah shazman grama, women did not become chayavos in. But the mitzvahs that they were already chayiv in from before, that didn't go away. Those chayuvim didn't go away. And Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim may have been something that they were chayiv in from before. He says, so then why do I need a lima that women are chayiv in matzah? That kol sheyesh bal tochel mitzvah yeshu b'kom echol matzah. Shouldn't we say they were already chayiv in it before? So he says, because the mitzvah of eating matzah when there's no Karban Pesach is learned from Pasuk in the Torah, Berav tochel matzos, which is ledoros. It was not from prior to Matan Torah. So that's why we need a special drasha for matzah bizman hazeh, that a woman is chayiv min haTorah. So now, given this, given that there's a machlokes rishonim whether women are chayiv in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim to begin with, and there are lots and lots and lots of explanations why they would be chayiv, even if you don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, that afein oibos anes is a chayiv midar raisa, but there are rishonim that hold that they are not chayiv midar raisa, so therefore it stands to reason that a woman is not able to be motzi a man in the chiyuv of the Haggadah, because she's only mechuyav midrabanan according to many rishonim, and someone who's mechuyav midrabanan cannot be motzi a person who's chayiv midaraisa. But to be motzi another woman, Prima Gadim points out, it should be obvious to be motzi another woman, that for sure she can do. A woman could be motzi another woman. Now it would turn out another nafkamina whether she's chayiv daraisa or chayiv drabanan if she has a suffix whether she read the Haggadah. So if it's only a drabanan, so she wouldn't have to go and read it again because suffix drabanan lakula. And perhaps though, even if it's daraisa, she could still assume. But, and if it were daraisa lechora, we would say suffix daraisa lechumra, and she would have to go and read the Haggadah again. So that might be a nafkamina whether she's whether she's chayv daraisa drabanan. So, but the bottom line is, a woman is chayv in Haggadah, so it's sort of the worst of both worlds. So she's chayv in Haggadah, so she has to make sure she's there for Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim, and that she participates in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. What does that mean to participate in Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim? What if she's not going to be able to make it for the whole Haggadah? I got Shaila a couple of times. A woman was going into labor on the night of the Seder. So they wanted to know, bare minimum, what do we need to do to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim? So at the very least, she should hear Kiddush. She should hear the Haggadah from Rav Gamliel Omer Kol Shelo Amar until the drinking of the second kos, because Kol Shelo Amar Shlosh Dvarim El Pesach Lo Yatza Yidei Chavaso. So she should try to hear that, and ideally if she can hear the makos and things like that, it's wonderful also. But that's the most critical part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, if she's going into labor, she doesn't have time for that either. So more important to keep the baby safe and have the baby and not be so overly concerned with that issue. The idea of people being motzi people in general in the Haggadah is not so pashut. Meaning the poskim discuss, there is the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph that we're yotzei v'chiv with Shmias Haggadah by hearing from a Bar Chiyuva, and he has a raya from the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Kufta Zayin Amin Aleph that says there of Yosef and Rav Sheshes respectively, each were the ones who read the Haggadah in their homes. However, it's not so pashut. Some of the Achronim point out that the mitzvah of Haggadah is v'gadita levincha. It's a lashon of Haggadah. Haggadah means to say it bepeh, that you need to say it out. Maybe Shomea Ka'ona shouldn't apply to the mitzvah of Haggadah at all. So that's why some people are makbid that everybody at the Seder says the entire Haggadah. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Tafayin Gimel, Sufchav Dalid, in the brackets, he says that there's a maila to have the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim dafka b'derek Shomea Ka'ona, because he thinks it's Barovam Hadras Melech, so better to do it b'Shomea Ka'ona, and that's what it says in Maisa Rav also, that the Gro is mostly other people in Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have on the one hand, you have this tension, on the one hand, this idea that it's maybe Haggadah, that you need to tell it to somebody else, and maybe that you can't get with Shomea Ka'ona, but on the other hand, the idea that Barovam Hadras Melech, when you do the Shomea Ka'ona, everyone is doing it together as one unit. Maybe that's a greater hiddur. It seems to be that there's pretty strong raya from the Gemara that you can be yotzei the Haggadah with Shomea Ka'ona. And that's what seems to be a minhag of many people. The Leket Yosher says that the Trumas Hadeshen would start Avadim Ayinu B'Kol Ram, and everyone else would say along quietly. But like we said, again, many people have the minhag that one person says and other people just listen, and that they are Yotzei with Shomea Ka'ona. It gets into a whole larger shir about the concept of Shomea Ka'ona. Does Shomea Ka'ona only work on the words itself, that when you hear the words it's as if you said the words, or Shomea Ka'ona even work on the Ofen Ha'amira, that when the words have to be said in a specific way, when you hear the words it's as if you said the words, but not as if you said it in that specific way. So maybe Haggadah means that you have to say it in a way that other people hear it. When you hear the words, it's as if you said the words, but not as if you said it in a way that other people hear it. It's a discussion in the Poskim and Tzivos Teshuvah about this by Birchas Kohanim B'Kol Ram, by the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas, whenever you have a specific way that something has to be said. But again, a larger discussion than we're going to get into right now.